Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
He got off the bus yesterday and came walking into the house and was just out of his mind. And then, of course, I had to deal with the fact that you have to charge these things for 8 to 12 hours
to do that. So haven't got time for the pain.
Like that. He didn't really cry, but it was Oscar.
The other thing he needs to understand, though, Mike, is that I know he's going to probably age out in a year, maybe two if you're lucky. These things lose half their value the minute they leave the lot.
Probably true.
By that time, it'll be about 4 hours or 3.5 hours. Maybe it'll have a little charge. I take him outside. He runs through the grass with this thing, takes it out in the driveway, comes back to the grass, and it goes. Brr.
And
it
had like
about 11 minutes of that
first charge is important.
That was gone, but it's fully charged today. And he was.
Do you foresee a little adventure around the neighborhood with the golf cart and this?
Like me riding my golf? That would be so. That would advertise me being fat more than anything.
No, I think that's fatherhood.
I'm driving about, like, turn right, Michael.
You both ride to the clubhouse.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Check. Stop it. Don't do that to me. Don't play with me like that after we've had that kind of morning. We had a little problem with the cable, and Rob Spiewak was pretending it was still broken.
It's just a joke.
We fixed it. Yeah. Pit stop, 13 minutes?
So do you think that means that I've taken two bad cables and just thrown them back into the bin? And whip them out when I'm trying new cables and they all don't work?
Most likely.
Yeah.
Scissors are always, we have them around here. Anytime a cable is dead, we just cut them.
Just cut them.
Snip it.
That's what I should. I'd love to do that.
It's a great feeling, actually.
It
You're
is.
Like, you know what? I hate you.
Oh, I have scissors.
Hold I on. Hate you, XLR. I hate you.
I hate you, three-pin devil.
Why would you do
on,
this
I'll
to
be
me?
Right back.
All right. No very good. See you, Mike. Oh,
this is great.
When Mike signed on today, we could hear his board. Yeah. We could hear his sound effects, but we could not hear his voice.
Like, how does $1,000 mic die?
Cease to be.
That was a conversation that was had.
Yella.
I have a black.
Yella.
And we know these are the bad ones, right?
If there's a brand on it.
I don't know if the brand isn't. Look, the Mogamis are great if you're like a roadie.
This yellow one is a Diaz.
Livewire, is that a brand?
Livewire is a very cheap brand cable, yes.
Livewire would be one that you would buy in like a six pack.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not $100, but not everybody's spending $100 on a cable, right?
Right, right.
So if you're an engineer at home, you're probably cursing me. You're like, it doesn't matter.
Well, I would spend $100 on one cable. There's only one that matters.
The mic cable. The mic cable, yeah.
And by mic, we mean M-I-K-E.
M-I-K-E.
Right.
All right, yay. That's so...
So that
feels
nice.
So good. It feels so good. Say goodbye to that. You'll never see that terrible cable again.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Perfect.
And you're good. You will not make that mistake. You won't have the anxiety of like, please.
I'm cutting
don't
it
let
into
it be
multiple
this.
Pieces so it doesn't look like.
You could use it somewhere else. Too. Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Tell the world this isn't salvageable.
It's and just also, not. When it's in the trash can, people, that's an indicator.
Yeah. You're like, you know what? This guy doesn't keep waste around.
Yeah.
You remember when we were.
You are waste management.
It's circumcised.
Do you remember how many dead cables we found when we were breaking down the living room studio?
Yeah, with Raymond Diaz.
Who, just yards and yards just laying in the corner, dead.
All right, now the yellow one.
Yay.
There he goes. There it
oh,
is.
Oh, it's a good feeling.
There, yeah.
Yay.
Not only have you I'm solved a problem, you prevented a problem.
Hey, look, it's a cartoon.
Do it. Is it hard? It's harder. It's harder to cut four.
Well, there's multiples.
Right. I don't want to make them.
Too late.
Yeah, we're done.
Good.
All right, let's open the mailbag. All right, mailbag time. Sorry. Oh, God. Oh, dear. Oh, my. Oh, now I start shuffling things around because they're all messed up. Feel like bring the cable when you feel like it. Cut the cable in two. Cut the cable in two. Cut the cable. Cut the cable. Yeah. Hey, guess what? I just cut the cable.
Yeah, you're on. You're actually.
The rest of the show will be on Netflix.
Isn't it a thrilling feeling to have that over with?
It's a feeling of not only destroying property that's been bad to you, which is satisfying, but also making sure you will never have to deal with that again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And yeah, Oscar, someday maybe you can text me like the Uber cables, because I can buy them down here.
You can buy them down there. You know, absolutely.
And I'd like to know what a good one is, and I'd like to know how much it costs for a great one.
A great one.
It's a great one. Oscar makes his own.
No, ladies, I'm not back in engineering with my little clippers. No.
Alligator clips.
I would see that all the time at WJFK. Sorry.
Oscar will feature prominently in the show today, but before we do that, I wanted to get this out of the way so we don't get lost like we did during the show yesterday, which was, by the way, a phenomenal start to the week. But I do have in my hand, now tighter and brighter, the mailbag for your listening pleasure.
Every time, it's a different face.
Yes.
I'm doing a show that I would do for a two-year-old.
Maddie seems to love it.
Does Maddie enjoy it? All right, I'll do one for Maddie. I'll do it.
That's pretty good. You're slaying, Mike.
You're killing me.
This YouTube day.
All right, I'm sorry.
The last one was strong.
Very well done. Thank you very much.
Warning, monosyllabic sibling birthday wishes ahead. Happy birthday to Bill Wolf of Parkville, Maryland, from big sister Beth Clark of Stormstown, Pennsylvania. Was that really what you got from them?
That's it. Bill Wolf and Beth Clark.
Hey, Beth. Pick it up. You know? You're going to send it in. Put a little something in there about old Bill here, you know, just not saying happy birthday. Do you have a relationship with him? Is it a good
maybe
one?
A little
You're obviously sending him a birthday greeting.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like me and my sister. She'd never send a birthday greeting into the show, but she hosted my 60th at her home,
which I thought
was lovely.
Yes, she did.
Did she remember your birthday or did she require reminding?
No, she, I think, remembered. I mean, she's all about that. She's gotten more thought. She's the opposite of me. She's gotten more thoughtful as the years have gone by.
I think you're more thoughtful now than you once were.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks. I appreciate that. That's a nice compliment.
Absolutely. I think that, you've landed in a happy marriage with a beautiful child, and I think that has made you a more thoughtful person.
You win.
It's
a
win.
You're better in life.
Well, it's funny when Oscar says DGH about that aforementioned subject. We'll have something on that today, too.
Oh, dear.
Mm. Yeah. Life right now, no hurricane hit. Everything's kind of back to normal. Cruising. Still have to watch the tropics, but, you know. I knew something would F it up.
Yeah, always
something
does.
Bad. Like, something I have to get the advice from. But
like
that's
a rattlesnake.
I'm skipping ahead.
Rattlesnake.
No, yeah. but it is an animal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Hi guys, I wanted to thank Rob for sharing his experience at the Ringo Starr concert on a recent bonus show. That was one of the most talked about bonus shows we've ever done.
So nice of people.
Rob killed it. It's when you were gone, Oscar, and Rob talked about going to Ringo, and I wasn't the only one who was really engaged.
It almost made
Rob
me listen.
And it's me. He's talking about being at a concert he went to, and I sat there and just listened for the whole show.
I'm
and by
happy.
The way, people loved it. Kind of tells me what I need to know about the future of this show. I just sit up, shut my mouth, let you two talk.
Tell our story.
And keep Ringo alive.
Because of that, I decided to go here in Lincoln, California, and I had a wonderful time. Okay, I'm not going to pick it apart. It was an amazing concert and a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that everyone should experience. Mike needs to catch this show before the star of Caveman hangs it up. I seriously love Caveman, by the way. It's a classic.
May I jump in? I'm the biggest Beatles fan that you'll meet. Caveman is garbage.
All right.
It's horrible. It's not
again,
a classic.
That's another thing I could talk to you about that I forgot, which was TCM running the Raquel Welch movie. BC, Million Years BC. That was fantastic.
It's great.
Again,
don't even need the sound for that one.
You don't. Thank you for sharing the experience. Without it, I would have missed something very special. Rob, I appreciate your passion and love for music. Keep up the great work. Casey Manna. Casey, when you say I had a wonderful time, that's like saying, how was dinner? It was delicious. It was fine.
Tasty.
Right. Hey, you know what I mean? But she's
maybe
obviously moved.
Back. Yeah.
Maybe I'd go back. You know, wonderful time is something you have at the Olive Garden on a Friday night.
It was lovely.
The Ringo concert that Rob described was timeless beauty, just phenomenal. Yeah. Right? All right.
Maybe Ringo was having an off night for Casey.
We went to the Olive Garden, which was lovely.
No, Casey, thank you for your letter. I'm picking on people because I had a bad cable. That's all.
That's
you,
all.
I love,
that's all.
I love all. I love. That's all. Thank you, Miranda Priestley.
Exactly.
That's all.
That's all.
Oh, I'm going to start doing that. Hey, TMOS, my husband, Ryan Ashby, has his 44th birthday this Friday, and he deserves the biggest birthday shout-out ever. He's a huge TMOS fan and listens to your show every single day. We will be making our second trip to see you live in Vegas this November,
nice.
And he's so excited. If possible, please wish him a happy birthday, as he is the best, most loving, and most supportive husband in the world. Thank you all so much, and see you in November, Lindsay Ashby.
Now, don't you love a repeat customer in Vegas? I think that's great.
I don't like to pit listeners against either, but Casey, you know those superlatives that you heard Karen sharing about her husband? You know, that would have been maybe a few of those would have been good, a la Trump.
Yeah. Mm.
Spectacular, huge, wonderful. No, you're fine. Thank you. Rob, as a classic movie fan, did you ever hear the Wilhelm scream at the beginning of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? Karen Saucier, or Saucier, of Arlington, Virginia.
I did pick up on it right away. And Mike, when you see the movie, it's when they're shooting the television show, the Western, that Leonardo DiCaprio's character is the star of. A guy falls from a roof through like a shed, and you actually hear. And it was, and
they used it in 1,000 movies.
Oh, it's
right?
It's in every Star Wars movie. I think it's in all the Indiana Jones movies. But it's very, very easy. Once you start listening for it, you hear it everywhere.
And why do they call it the Wilhelm scream?
Because it's from an original Western from the 1950s, and the guy who screams, his character's name is Wilhelm.
Oh, there you go.
There are three most common sound effects that you hear in Hollywood. One is called the universal telephone ring. You know it from the beginning of... Oh, he'll be back.
I'm sorry.
He's taking care of something,
people
I'm sure.
What are you doing? People are not doing their jobs in the other room trying to get...
I'm managing.
Pony's out. Right. I don't even know why he gets another week of vacation. He's been gone half the summer. I don't know what's going on.
Man's life is a vacation.
Yeah, is everything all right?
Fine now.
Fellas, next letter, the monster.
Thank you.
Fellas, I have some info to pass on about my involvement with a few of your advertisers. First and foremost, FabFitFun. Man, oh man, I probably should be divorced based on the fact that I've spent 25 years buying poor presents for my lovely wife. I just wasn't good at it. Almost everything, make sure this gets to the advertiser.
Yes.
Almost everything I bought for her was returned or at the very least scorned. Anyway.
You know what his wife probably enjoys? Scorned pudding.
Scorned pudding. Yum, yum. Then I heard about FabFitFun on TMOS and I pulled that trigger. I'm a hero. She's had that subscription for about a year and a half now, and it's wonderful always. Thanks for saving my marriage. Wow. Ooh. For me, Harry's has been a godsend. Obviously, the price beats anyone else, and the quality of the blades is better than any other off-the-shelf razor. I've sent Harry's gift sets to multiple family members and friends, and they're always a hit. I prefer the shave cream to the foaming gel. Talked about it yesterday. But you do you.
That he disagrees because we like the gel. He likes the foam. Yeah.
Most recently, we were looking into refinance our house, and we were members of one of the Primo credit unions and looked there first and was disappointed. We were disappointed. Then I remembered Cornerstone, and long story short, fantastic. That's a local advertiser. They've had a great relationship with us. That's awesome.
Big win.
Our experience with Cornerstone First Financial was smooth, professional, and even pleasant. In fact, at one point, our agent advised us to just wait. Next day, the rates dropped to a quarter, not to a quarter. We'll loan you $300,000 for 25 cents.
You owe us $300,000 and 25 cents.
Next day, the rates dropped a quarter, and he said, "Sign now, amazing." You seem to associate with quality companies and bring us the best products. Keep it up, and I'll remain a customer for life. Very respectfully, Tim from Laurel. Thank you, Tim.
Timmy.
Appreciate it. And I hold in my hand the final letter.
Ooh, the final letter.
Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and all the great interns. I enjoyed your interview with Wayne Newton. When I started listening to your show in 2010, I had no idea that one day I would be able to relate this story to you. About 5 years ago, I connected with my second cousin in Virginia. She excels in genealogy searches in particular, and had been corresponding with people in Fredericksburg, Virginia, who are members of the Native American Potawatomi tribe. She had found connections in her DNA to some local tribal members. But my cousin also discovered that our grandmothers descended from this tribe and that we were related to Wayne Newton.
I think that's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Hold on. Turn that up, for the love of God.
Wayne.
Let me turn that up. There it is, all the way.
Celebrity relation.
Cousins.
In February 2010, Wayne Newton, whose father was Potawatomi, spoke before the Virginia House Rules Committee in support of recognition of the tribe. Neither my cousin nor I were ever told of our Native American heritage when we were young. My grandmother never spoke a word of it. My cousin said it was probably an attempt to pass as white. To this day,
I think that happened a lot.
Yeah,
with people that were doing that back in the
day. I think particularly in the great state of Virginia, there were laws that made it advantageous to try to pass for white.
Yeah, I mean, people tried to pass for white for years. I've made a career of it.
Are you ready to tell the truth?
No. You might have to both make the announcement after my death.
Okay. Keep it in a sealed envelope.
The way it goes.
To this day, the tribe feels indebted to Wayne Newton because he took time off from his busy schedule to fly to Virginia and testify for his tribe. I'd love to pick on Wayne, but I can't when he does nice stuff like that.
Yeah.
He testified for his tribe. I didn't know his father was full-fledged Potawatomi. I didn't know that. But that's Susan in Frederick, Maryland. And how cool is it to have in your blood people that are the real Americans?
Yes.
The original Americans. Mm-hmm. People that were here before the European devils arrived. You know, and said, we want to build a condo over there. How about a strip mall and a nail salon over here?
But you always hear about people saying, we're going to build a casino here. Let's find two or three Native Americans
to
vouch for us.
Yes, yes. And I thought, I remember going to the Indian casino for the very first time in Central Connecticut, and I thought that, foolishly so, that I was going to walk in and say, somebody be at a card table going, up and Adam, we want to make it. And it didn't
Is that the Massantucket Pequots?
The Massantucket Pequots.
Massantucket Pequots, forgive me.
Foxwoods, home of O'Mara's biggest hit. anyway.
I remember the jingle.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hi, I'm Deborah Hammer. I'm Ed's manager. We should talk.
Yeah, I've kind of got a manager back home. No, but we should talk, yeah.
Okay, great. That's great. Good. Have a good night. I'll see you in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles?
Yeah, well, we need you to come to L.A. See, we pay, and then you come, and you write songs, and then we release them, and you make a ton of money. And then we take most of it. Okay. I have a question. Is this the best that you can look? Well, you're not very attractive.
No.
You are out of shape.
Yes.
You are skinny yet somehow round.
Uh-huh.
You have been profoundly unsuccessful for 10 years.
Yeah.
And until about a month ago, we'd call you a complete failure.
Well, it's not quite how I'd put it, but
we would say
that
you were a complete failure. Sit, please. But now, you've hit an extraordinary songwriting groove, and you want to be the biggest star in the world.
Well,
yes is the answer to that question.
Well, yes, I guess.
Not well, yes, I guess. Yes.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Please share with me what that is. I was enthralled with that.
That's Kate McKinnon, and she plays a cutthroat record person in the movie Yesterday, which will be available on demand in probably about 48 hours. But
and
is she
talking to John Lennon?
She is talking to the guy that wakes up one morning and he's the only guy in the world that remembers the Beatles.
This is when the Beatles were forgotten.
So he just starts singing all the Beatles songs and becomes a massive success. Okay. And she is probably the best thing in the movie. She is so
funny.
She's
great.
Oh, she liked the movie, though.
I loved it. Yeah. I love the film. Magical.
Let me tell you, they're in on the shores of the Potomac River in a little town called Washington, D.C. There is a village called Pod. In the summer, shows grow there. And they come to you all over the world. The particular show you happen to be listening to now is The Mike O'Mara Show, TMOS to their friends, with loyal listeners who have been with us for a very long time and new people joining us every single day. We are so grateful to all of you, and we welcome you from our home to yours. I have made fire. From Mead, Washington to Hauser, Oregon, Twig, Minnesota.
Yes, Twig!
Emeryville, California, Cabo San Lucas, Riverside, Singapore. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We're just talking about him with a mailbag with somebody who loved their experience at Cornerstone First Financial. There's an autumnal change in the air, so listen to these important words from Cornerstone. As the temps cool down, the real estate market always heats up. It's the fall home buying season, and every year people go on the hunt for their dream home. Let Cornerstone First help you make it easy. Mortgage rates are at the lowest they've been for a long time. So if you're thinking new house, think Cornerstone. You heard the testimonial.
Yes.
We didn't solicit that. They wrote in because they were so motivated by the way that they were treated wonderfully by our friends who actually have the offices downstairs. It's great. It's a great time to refi. You can knock down your interest rate and save mucho dinero. Plus, Cornerstone offers free rate float downs, which you can get at the Whitehall Inn on the way to the Bay Bridge.
Oh, no, Mike. That's fruit fritters.
Oh, I'm sorry. Free rate float down.
That's what you want.
Not to be confused with Whitehall's famous fruit fritters. Let me tell you about Cornerstone's free rate float down.
Do it.
The free rate float down means if rates get better, your rate automatically gets better too. Huh? Not too shabby. Cornerstone is licensed in California, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. In each one of those states, you can get a... free rate float down. Try their new pumpkin spice mortgage. It's delicious. Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing with a free rate float down. So is everything in control now?
Everything's in control.
Gentlemen.
All right.
It was a race to stop the release of an episode of a very prominent podcast, Mike. Not yes. The Mike O'Mara Show, but something else they were working on in the other room since 8 this morning.
I understand.
And I sat there and I just saw people staring at me and I said, well, the clock is ticking by. It's almost 9:30. It's going to hit the airwaves.
Oscar, yes. For the start of this, since I have to go out and get a manual, will you please to explain what you, T.O. Oscar, purchased and was delivered to my home for my son yesterday, a belated birthday gift. You can tell the story of why it happened.
Absolutely.
And then I'm going to bring you my side of this story, which is both good, much like this show, and bad.
I see.
So I would say this past Thursday night.
Okay.
I'm on the web and
the internet.
I have like a to-do list, just an internal to-do list.
Right.
You know, everybody has this, either write it on paper, put it on the phone. I have it on my phone. These are like personal items, not work actions.
Okay.
And I was like, let me look at my personal to-do list. Some of them involve get mom a birthday present.
Right.
Make sure you call dad. Like,
tell Shannon you love her.
Not on the list. I tell her that every day. Just I know that.
Give Rob a handshake. Tell him, great job.
Get little Michael a birthday present. That was not checked off. And little Michael's birthday was this past summer.
Right.
And there are no excuses. I'm a bad godfather. And I sat there and I'm like, man, like I know, we get to hear everything Michael gets for the most part because it's fun on the show.
Yeah.
And I frankly just got wrapped up in this other world. And I didn't pick up a present for him. And I said, well, if you're late, you got to go big. And as I looked on online.
I don't know if that's really the case. I think being on time is the most important part of being a good godfather. Don't you think so, Mike? Remembering the day and getting the dancing robot on time.
You did.
Yes. Dancing robot.
Well, look.
But boy, he made a splash.
So if you're late, you go big in my eyes.
It's still late.
Yeah, it's still late. Still late. Fair enough. I'll take it. And it was staring at me. He's like, get little Michael a birthday present. So I literally I went online. I was like, man, what would a six-year-old like? What would make his day? And I found this white souped-up Jeep, which would be like a Power Wheel when we were kids. I never had one growing up, but I always wanted one. And I would have killed for someone to send me one.
Yeah.
None of my skinflint relatives ever did anything like that. I don't even know who my godfather is, for that matter. I'll say this.
I'd say he'd be more likely to get us a beat-up Corolla.
It didn't take me long to say, yes, that's for little Michael.
Uh-huh.
And the one, I guess, issue is always safety. These new toys, these new cars, these new Power Wheels come with a remote control so the parent can drive them and lock out their kid.
Wow.
If the kid's super little. And,
yes,
and Michael
super little.
Is right on the high end.
He's on the cusp.
Of yeah. this
the,
being.
And I knew that.
What's really great about it is that he's on the high end of this, where like in another year he probably wouldn't fit into it.
Yes.
And he's so into it because he is at that age where now it's the because when you're at the high end of these things,
yeah,
he goes out of it. He went out of his mind. He went out of his mind.
Can you walk through the reaction? So it's a white Jeep souped up with a light bar. It's got light on the wheels. It's got a little radio.
And
it's got everything.
You need to be clear. This is big enough for him to sit in and drive.
Yes.
It is a vehicle for a kid.
And the age is, 3 to 6 years old. And I knew that it was going to, in my eyes, if he spent like maybe even a year with this, it'd be worth it for me, and I think for the family to see him roll around.
And he doesn't
town.
Have anything like it down here.
But you need to remember.
He's got some stuff up in Maine, but he doesn't have. He's really, you know, he's a very lucky boy, and he knows. And we make him aware of the fact that he is lucky and that he should appreciate all the things he gets. And he really knows, you know, as much as you can convince a six-year-old that this is just not the normal world, you know. And he got off the bus yesterday and came walking into the house and was just out of his mind. And then, of course, I had to deal with the fact that you have to charge these things for 8 to 12 hours
to do that. So haven't got time for the pen.
Like that. He didn't really cry, but it was so Oscar.
The other thing he needs to understand, though, Mike, is that I know he's going to probably age out in a year, maybe two if you're lucky. These things lose half their value the minute they leave the lot.
Probably true.
So
probably true.
I would like to say thank you for this wonderful
gift.
It's
so cool, Oscar.
Well, it's
I would also like to tell you that you had told me that there was something that was going to be arriving yesterday, and I forgot because you said it to me during the show. I had kind of a list of things, you know, nothing earth-shattering, but some errands that were going to be run yesterday. And so I went back out and was getting my hurricane update.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm sitting there getting my hurricane update, the doorbell rings, and I see someone is standing out outside the front door, and I have to sign for this box that's the size of Michael. That's like he's got the like they're like got a, I got a mail order 6-year-old or two or three of them that are in this box. And I think the best way I can tell you what my afternoon was yesterday is that a long time ago, I heard that not only are the Chinese trying to steal technology from the United States, but what they're doing is that they will send products over to the United States. And they will F with people in the U.S. of A. by sending instructions that are difficult to read and put together.
Purposely so, confusing instructions.
Well, I will tell you that it arrived at roughly 11 a.m.
Okay.
His bus comes at 2:55 in the afternoon.
Okay.
And I...
That's roughly a four-hour time window between.
Yeah, I have to leave for the bus at 2:45 to pick him up, and I made it by 1 minute.
Wow!
So assembly time, 3 hours, 44 minutes.
I'm saying that's impressive.
It is.
I thought that was an eight-hour job easy.
It was. I would like to thank the Pinghu Shuangji Baby Carrier Manufacturer Company Limited. Pinghu Baby Carry Industries City, Pinghu Baby Carrier Industries, Pinghu Baby Carrier Industry City, Zhejiang, China. And it's right there.
And that's
there it
and is, the model, right on the back. The yes, model, right. Mike, is the super terrific, happy child mover.
I can't believe the lights on this thing.
Like, It is the SX1718. It's the model SX1718.
Okay.
It's a Jeep Wrangler.
And it is a there's a picture of it.
Yeah.
There you go. There it is.
Yes.
That's it.
Now,
with the lights up on top.
Question.
And I took the liberty, Oscar, of just taking two or three passages during the instructions.
Like church.
Oh, excellent.
And highlighting them. Just to show.
As one does.
I have a bad back. I was sweating through two shirts as I was putting this together. And let me see. And they're not over the top bad.
No, it's not terrible.
But they are written by someone who does not speak.
I always get the impression that what happens is they've gone through Google Translate, but a few generations. Like they maybe went from Chinese to Dutch to German, then to English, then to Jamaican, then back to English.
Perfect, I'll give you the first one that's very easy to understand.
Okay.
And is how to install the rear bumper assembly that ultimately I don't think I did properly. Even after it was all done, and my son pointed out to me, like within 30 seconds, Dad, I don't think this is put in the right way. I'm like,
thanks, son.
I wish I could. I did. Press two round pin on handle. Push in the car with strength.
With strength.
So what I imagine our Chinese brethren wanted to say is force instead of strength.
Yeah, forcefully.
Force.
Yeah.
Press two round pin in handle, push into car with strength.
Probably a common translate that said, you know, little force to strength. Either interchangeable, I imagine.
Now, you know what he's most impressed with on this vehicle? He's most impressed with the seats. Because I believe the seats are like real leather seats. They're ridiculous.
Wow.
They're beautiful.
Like,
they're
spared just no
incredible.
Expense. I could have gone spared no expense. A little I could have gone a lower grade and I was like,
you went for the upgrade in the seating?
I was like, when you buy the ones with the remotes the parents can run,
yeah.
Not that little Michael needs it, that's when you're like, oh, you're making me pay for safety and quality.
Item number four, saddle assembly. Turnover saddle, pull handle, push plastic base back. Make saddle move two gears forward. Align two tubes with holes in the car body. Push saddle back until plastic hook are aligned. With hole on each side of the car and push into place. The saddle position can be adjusted for forward and backward.
Well, you know, that must have been an easy thing to do because you didn't have to use strength.
Yeah, no strength involved.
Frankly, it was the easiest assembly part of the day. When I read it, I thought it was going to be the opposite. When they said, until plastic hook are aligned.
They might have.
Grammatical error there, but it's minor.
It's minor. And you understood it enough. All these years of us working together has helped.
They might have subcontracted the seats.
Thank God. Outsourced. Thank God for pictures. Now, yes. The only thing that rear wheel assembly. First, check whether rear axle is in middle of car. Make sure axle length that extend out on both side are same.
Can I ask a dad-to-dad question? This is probably something that Oscar won't think on. When you assemble something like this, when you pull all the pieces out, how much of the chassis is in one piece already?
Well, the chassis is not. Because the chassis because it's
it
not
comes
a
in
chassis.
Pieces.
It's not a chassis. It's really just a piece of plastic that you have to put the axle into. And the axle is in one place, and then you set it down. But I spent about an hour and a half figuring out, because the picture did not match the actual item that I was doing.
Because what I would imagine...
There are pictures like this, if you want something that's really easy.
Oh, no.
To use it's it was it
what
was
I would
fun.
Have hoped for
fun.
The assembly it would have been like the wheels and the body would be one piece.
It doesn't
take you to that level.
I there was an option there to have someone come build it for Mike.
Yes,
but the last thing I needed it was to emasculate Mike because he's built stuff before.
No, yeah. and I like it. And to be honest with you, I didn't have anything so pressing that I didn't spend the entire day because when I saw what you popped a good amount of money on to get my little man this little toy, it was my obligation to have that ready so when he came back from his first day back at school over the holiday weekend, he would walk in and see it. And he loved it. He put his SWAT team outfit last night on and was driving it out in the driveway.
Oh,
and
that
I love
is
it
great.
Because when he's doing that, and first of all, there's a ghost town down here. He straps on a gun. Puts on a badge, and he becomes a lawman.
Hey, buddy.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is after his father tries to understand the circuit diagram. There you go. Yes, sirree, read the circuit diagram. Maybe we'll turn it this way. Mike O'Mara putting something together from the Pikachu Shuangshi Berry baby carrier.
Pikachu.
It's the Ping Shoe.
You know what's very funny?
Ping who? Ping who? Ping who? Ping the guy that's putting that together, hey.
The greatest thing is that it's called a baby carrier company.
It's a baby carrier company that puts together this wonderful thing.
The difficulty.
And I nailed it. Everything works. The LED, it's got, let me give you the features, okay? It's
California got LED.
It's got LED lights above the windshield. It's got LED lights in the front, both on the sides and the parking lots. The parking lights. It's got LED lights that come through the tires.
I've got a picture here for Rob.
It is completely
tricked out. How's the air conditioning?
The air conditioning is non-existent.
It's got a radio.
The child's toy.
Oh, it does?
It's got a radio with like Bluetooth.
Yes.
Oh my God, look at that.
It's got that. It's got a push button start engine. Engine startup like you'd get in a luxury
high-end
automobile.
Car. Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Beautiful.
So
it's got an electronic car horn. Yeah. So when you press it, it's not like, it's electronics goes, like that. And he puts it, and he's grinning every time he's in. By the way, he figures everything out on this car within 6 seconds.
I bet.
Last night, right before bed, we got back from his piano lesson. And I said, Michael, it's got to charge for 8 to 12 hours. It's only been charging for a couple hours. Like that. He says, I say, all right, when you come back from your piano lesson, I'll be able to take you outside. Mm-hmm. By that time, it'll be about 4 hours or 3.5 hours. Maybe it'll have a little charge. I take him outside. He runs through the grass with this thing, takes it out in the driveway, comes back to the grass, and it goes brrr.
And
it
had like
about 11 minutes of
that first charge is important.
That was gone, but it's fully charged today. And he was
Do you foresee a little adventure around the neighborhood with the golf cart and this?
Like me riding my golf? That would advertise me being fat more than anything.
No, I think that's fatherhood.
I'm driving
about
like, turn right, Michael.
You both ride to the clubhouse.
That's what I would do.
But I love the fact that it's quiet now down here, and he can ride it around, and then we're going to keep it right in the on the front porch.
That's beautiful.
When it's not charging, and so he can hang out on it. And he loves it. He loves those little toy cars. They're fun. And Oscar, thank you very much. That's why he called you and get him to write a note.
He's got such a great sense of humor, this wonderful little kid.
Yeah.
Yep.
First, Mike, like any parent, Mike's like, I see Mike calling, right?
Yeah.
And Mike, when he calls, like kind of fight or flight. Like I got to pick it up. I don't know if it's going to be an issue or he's going to be mad at me.
Oh, yeah. And I got a butt call from you yesterday, too. Everything okay?
If something's going to happen.
Probably when I was hitting some golf balls inside the golf galaxy.
So, I pick up the phone.
Shoot. Shoot.
You were not saying shoot.
There are no pleasantries exchange. It's Mike. Guess who I have on? And I know right away it's little Michael. And
that's
hopefully
great.
He's seen the Jeep. And he goes, hi. And then so we're going back and forth. And he's like, it's okay that you missed my birthday. Like, doesn't miss a beat, this kid. Like, I'm literally saying, you know, when you're late, you got to go big. I'm sorry. I'm better godparent.
He doesn't expect anything.
But it was so sweet.
That kid is well taken care of.
It was so sweet, though. He literally was like, he could tell. This is how, like, high his emotional IQ is.
Right.
Not just when Mike is about to rage out. Just when Tia Oscar's on the phone.
And when is that? Well,
Daddy, don't be mean.
This morning.
Rear bumper assembly. Effing rear bumper assembly.
He knew that I felt bad for missing the date of his birthday.
Sure.
And so he felt that within the tone of conversation of my voice. I'm 41. He's 6.
Yeah.
Right away, he's a giver. He's like, he does it in a little kid. He was not mocking me. He's like, it's okay. Because that's all he processes.
Sure.
This grown man who's supposed to be a big part of my life feels bad for missing my birthday, and he's bought me a Jeep.
That's very cool.
Right?
It's wonderful, isn't it? It's
so
wonderful.
Sweet. So sweet.
It's marvelous. It's great, and everybody's very happy.
How does Carla like it? Has she ridden it?
You know, maybe Carla saw that Michael got himself a little Jeep, and Carla has been on a bit of a kick lately about what she wants to get here at the house.
Oh. Does she ever share what she wants?
I'll tell you when we come back. yeah.
I've found
Thanks
sometimes...
Thanks for ruining the day.
Sometimes, Mike, women have opinions, and they like to share them.
Yep.
Yeah,
this happened right about the time I butt called you. If I knew you were on the other end, I would have vented to you, but I couldn't.
I yelled as loud as I could from your pocket, but you heard nothing.
There are times in life when you really, really don't want something to happen, but you are powerless to make any kind of change to that. I'll try to get some advice on how I could change things because I'm not happy. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, fruitcake time.
It's back again, folks. TMOS Fruitcake Futures 2019. Yeah, once in a year chance to snag a signature Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
Orson, can you emphasize the word snag?
Get me a jury and tell me how to emphasize the word snag, and I'll eat your Get ready to place your order for the taste of the holidays. They taste even better than you remember them. Two big ways to purchase and support TMOS, including deluxe packaging and exclusive new collectibles and more. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. The holidays start right now. Oh, I have to go big pop. That's not professional.
I like the end of that promo.
Big putty.
It's good.
welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Joy Bird. It's why I'm so stupid that I laugh at that.
No, it's not. It's good.
It's the time of year to relax and enjoy the best in life, and you can do it right from your own home. Joy Bird empowers you to create the furniture and space that bring you joy and keep those summer vibes flowing all year long. With Joy Bird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture crafted to your unique taste. Hundreds of styles and options, plus free personal design consultants to achieve your perfect design. Each Joybird piece is made by hand with care and precision, using high-quality hardwood and responsibly sourced materials. And it all comes with a limited lifetime warranty. Try the 365-day home trial. Sit on it, sleep on it, break it in. If you don't love your Joybird, return it for a full refund. And you can even take your joy outside with their unique outdoor collection. See how Joybird can help you design your dream space. Find your joy today at joybird.com/TMOS. Create the furniture that brings you joy today at joybird.com/TMOS. Go to joybird.com/TMOS and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code TMOS. That'll get you furniture that you need, everybody.
Yeah, how could
sit on it.
How could you, and again, if you're just joining us on KCJJ, Mike just had a wonderful moment with his son and the family. Yes. There's a brand new Jeep right there, and I would say on the porch for a six-year-old. How could that moment ever, I guess, that dynamic change from such positivity?
Yes.
I go out last night after Carla's in school. I've told you that she's in school.
Yes.
She's training to be a skin specialist.
Good.
The medical term for that is
long esthetician. Long days.
She's there for all day long, and these are the first 4 weeks of this, a rather intensive study to make sure you know all the rules so you don't burn someone's face off.
Mm-hmm. Point
you
know, it. Don't point it.
You don't have what I refer to as an Indiana Jones moment in the middle of the you know, the salon. But she's been interested in this forever, wanted to do it. She's going back. And, you know, if it's something that she becomes successful at, she can support me in the style I'd like to become accustomed to. You know, that's right. I've got you out of my skin, baby. But she gets home. And listen, Carla's doing the duty. She's in charge of the piano side of our son's world. I take him to the golf lesson. She takes him to piano lessons. I, you know, kind of serve as the playmate. She's kind of the homework taskmaster. We balance stuff out. I get to do a lot of the fun stuff.
But ultimately, once the piano skills reach a certain point, his job is to accompany you, right?
Yes.
Hey, you guys are buddies. You're buddies.
On stage.
That's right.
As we have the live show, the tours, Florida Nursing Home.
Yeah, that's how you give back.
Yeah. We're going to start with Mac the Knife, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to start with Mac the Knife.
Find when you give, you get it back twofold.
Can you imagine little Michael, a little piano, and Mike singing?
Well, I would see in about 2 months, and Mike said, "Welcome to Resting Acres, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star."
Hey, how you doing? We got a great crowd here at Autumn Leaves, and I just like to say, great to see each and every one of you. Fly me to the Michael, a little faster, please. Come on. Let me play among the stars.
Congratulations to Doris in 6B. I understand she won bingo. Enjoy that banana. Here's another little something called Clair de Lune. I think you're going
to
like it.
I'd like to send this one out to Roy, who is one of our biggest fans and won't be joining us today day for that matter. But anyway.
So Roy.
So she gets off of school and picks him up, and shortly thereafter they go to piano lessons, and that with yesterday was the first moment I had free. So what I did was I like to go out to golf stores. This is my pathetic life. And take clubs off the used rack, which they allow you to hit, and go into one of the golfing bays and just hit different golf clubs. Yeah. You want it? Yes. Okay. I hear you. That, yes, that is a pathetic life. Yes, it is. Thank you. No, but this, it brings me, it's it brings a hobby. Me joy.
Mike,
it
it's a hobby.
It's a hobby. Some, it's like
and it's related to one of your great loves in life.
You're
it's
moving. Not,
yeah.
You're moving. So, your body's moving. You're doing something.
Doing something.
Now, sometimes you get the guys that are working in the store that are nudgeniks that are saying, yeah, that really, you got a nice plan. But or sometimes, like in the case of yesterday, you got two employees that are in the bay next to me having a blast. They're, I think they were messing with their computer to get different ball flights, and they're laughing and they're leaving me alone for like an hour and a half. I'm in there just banging balls. It was bliss.
So nobody is it a virtual? Me. Is it a virtual thing?
Yeah, it's a
okay.
simulator.
Okay.
It's a simulator. You go into the simulator, and I ended up walking out of the store. I didn't buy a thing. I didn't buy a golf tee. It was just I spent the time. Halfway through, I get the which is the FaceTime call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And,
different ring.
And I answer the FaceTime and look, say hello. And there's this face of a dog in the mm-hmm. screen. And Carla mm-hmm. has taken mm-hmm. Michael from the piano lesson to, I guess, the Fort Myers puppy mill to, you know, to look at dogs. Because she has it in her mind that Frankie is depressed. And since Beluga's been gone, needs another one. And what she's looking at is a French bulldog, which looks like Beluga with pointy ears, which it's that same.
Isn't that just look. Like it's the dog from Modern Family, right?
Hold on.
I know exactly who he's talking about.
Yeah, I think it is.
I'm concerned because while I have the utmost respect for Carla and I'm really happiness for you and your family.
Sure.
An addition of this little guy,
yeah,
does not seem to me that it will go into the plus category in your life.
We're doing great right now.
Yeah,
we're doing great.
Don't mess with it.
I got live shows coming up in November. We got fruitcake. We're getting it. This is our go time. Okay, yep. We're on the cusp of our go time. By the way, with the schedule this summer, the whole summer was go time. Okay, yeah. Go time is all the time. That's the way it is. It's go time. We don't need this in our lives now. But I have no opportunity to say no, because if I say no, I worry that if I say no, then my life, which right now is, I don't want to DGH this moment, but I will tell you right now, for the last few weeks, I'm not going to say
been pretty,
months.
Been pretty good.
It's been okay.
Pretty
the
good.
Balance
pretty
is good. There.
Pretty
school. The school, we missed the hurricane, at least this one.
Yeah.
By the way, they're showing L9 or whatever the other one that's out there spinning. We're not sure. We'll have to keep an eye on that one. Yeah. So I realize, you know, what's coming to you know, Florida in the beginning of August and like hanging out through the fall. It's just a constant state of vigilance
forecast.
And fear. You know, it sucks. I mean, and really,
you're living day to day and you're living your best life and you don't want to necessarily upset the apple cart.
Yeah. But I can't. And last night I made the terrible mistake of because I said, you know, with you going to school and me working and Michael at school right now, you know, that dog is going to be alone for a good chunk of the time. And then, of course, I had to do what I hate to do. So, well, what are you doing with the rest of the day? I said, occasionally I'd like to go out with my buddies and hit the egg. That's what that's my life down here. That's one of the things. She's like, I said, I'm not upending what I do for that Ewok that you showed me on the picture. And then I knew that there was that moment where she had sad face.
Yeah,
of course. She's been really stepping up with everything in our life and doing a nice job. So right before bed, I'm talking about, by the way, I've got the mask on. That's how late it is.
Oh, okay, you've already checked into the cockpit.
Yeah, I mean, all right, if you really
want a dog, you can get one.
Thank you, honey. Good night. That's what I left with.
Yeah,
I get it. It's because of a lot of factors. Some I've told you. We'll see what happens. But as Oscar and Rob know, because nobody else is going to know. As Oscar and Rob knows, I'm probably obligated, right? Because of you know what.
Well, I don't know that you're obligated. It might be. Right. It might be a wise play.
Yeah.
But you're not obligated for anything. And besides, you're not thinking so much about her. You're worried about the dog. If the dog is not going to have a happy...
And it's another one of those... She's trying to recreate Beluga.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to see.
It's like the movie Vertigo.
Does this breed? I'm looking up the breed.
It's a French bulldog.
Okay. Does the breed?
Because we're gonna put the same collar.
What about
on
getting
her?
A breed like a smart dog breed?
No.
No. You're gonna get a needy, dumb
lazy
dog. That's what you
eating
lazy
dog.
I don't know enough about French bulldogs to know if they're smart or not smart.
And by the way, don't send me an email if you got a French bulldog and talk about how incredibly smart they are and wonderful they are.
I'm Mike, I'm not very smart. I'm a dumb dog.
Now I that, am a now
French
bulldog.
Oh, French bulldogs.
Yes.
They are in I would say the 50th percentile of like smart dogs, according to this chart.
Well, so, that's so not great. Dumb, then they'll get smart into community college then. That's wonderful.
That's great. You
that's
have
terrific. You they're in the 50th percentile, just like I was when I went to Marist.
Congratulations, Mike. Fantastic. You are getting the intern Johnny of dogs.
That's exciting.
Johnny got into GW.
Sure he did. I think he had pictures.
Now, next thing you know, you're going to bring a psychologist. I believe these dogs are dogs that follow the path of least resistance. You know, they didn't get great SAT scores.
He was in a lot of clubs.
Don't.
We'll let you know. I just don't want to. I mean, I would say after she comes back from school and she has more time on her hands. Right now, and Frankie and I are getting along great.
Timing
Frankie
is everything. Everything. It's everything.
Yes. Yeah, it is. Anyway, that's my life. We'll take a break. I did. I the other day I said something. This is really great. I'm really proud of you going back to school. And all of a sudden,
you're a dog.
Yeah, that's right. Things are going great. Let's F it up. We'll take a break and come back with more fun right here. I'm having fun. On the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody.
Cake and cookies.
Hey there. This is Katie from the Cake and Cookie Show. You heard that right. We're f***ing back, baby. Rob decided he might be funny again, so we made a podcast, and it ain't half bad. There's too much to promo, so just go listen. It's the Cake and Cookie Show.
Was I funny?
That's,
no.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Sorry.
All right.
Big pause there. I should remember that. I've played it before. So you're back with that, and
yes.
You're gonna.
By the way,
if you haven't heard Cake and Cookies, that's a grown woman, Katie Powers, Von Herman, Sacco and Vanzetti, out of Savannah, Georgia. Wonderful lady,
a grown
good person,
woman.
Grown woman. Always had an amazing dynamic with Rob Spiewak that I've never been able to really figure out. And Rob has a lot in common with her husband too. Dan.
He's put upon.
Yes.
Yes, he's put upon as well.
I spoke to them actually yesterday. You know, they're probably going to receive some of the flak from the hurricane. So they're standing by to evacuate, but they've got their generator, and they're buckling down for now, but they're ready to go. No,
three. We wish you the very best with that, Katie. Stay safe. I've never understood.
And above water.
Please.
You know,
This is Pablo.
Yeah. You know, and by the way, if you do get any effect of that, you can skip this week, but we'll need another Cake and Cookies next week.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by KiwiCo. How would you like a subscription box for your kids that helps them change the world? Say hello to KiwiCo. That sounds like a song lyric.
Yes.
KiwiCo creates cool projects for kids to make learning about STEAM, that's science, technology, engineering, art, and math, fun. Michael absolutely loves his, and he gets a new box every month. Each box is designed by experts and tested by kids and has all the supplies needed for that month's project. With easy-to-follow instructions written for kids and an educational magazine so the learning continues, and with 7 lines to choose from, KiwiCo is great for kids of all ages. KiwiCo is a convenient, affordable way to encourage your children to be anything they want to be. No commitment, and you can cancel anytime. Monthly options start at $19.95 per month, shipping included. Our listeners go to KiwiCo.com/TMOS to get their first month free. You're going to love this if you got a little one. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to KiwiCo.com/TMOS and get your first month free. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS. Yeah, we are we're waiting to see what Carl is going to do about this.
Well,
and the other,
Mike, look, a new addition is always tough. If they're potty trained, even better.
Yeah, hopefully. It looks like it looks like he's an older dog. How old is he?
Or her? Three to 5 months, I think. It's a boy.
Oh, it's a boy.
It's a boy. Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the other night, I was Frankie was lying in bed with us, and I was scratching his tummy, and he rolled over on his back, which he never does for me.
Aww.
And Carla was so shocked. She said, She turned over to me and she said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm scratching his tummy.
I'm just being gentle."
And then she looks at me and she says, "Really?" I said, "What did you think I was doing? You think I'm Billy Bouchard? What do you think I was doing?"
What was the quote? Dad said something?
Billy Bouchard used to
help his dog out.
Say the name on the air. I mean, it's still this still goes wide. Yeah. We won't go into the details. Carla thought that I was touching Frankie inappropriately,
and I said,
"No, I was scratching his tummy. What kind of perv do you think?" And she's looking at it. And you know when somebody says, "Yeah, okay,
whatever,"
like you're the creep. Like you're the creep.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, it was just it was a little disconcerting.
When the dog turns over
Frankie
like that,
Frankie rolls on his back and he's loving every bit of it.
That shows the ultimate trust. I mean, when a dog does that, that's high praise to
Frankie
you as an
and
owner.
I have a good relationship, and there's just no reason to mess it up. That's that's the way.
Did he tip you afterwards?
20% is customary.
So I have to ask you guys a question about commercials up there, because I don't know whether this is a nationwide push or if they're really doing it. I've always mentioned advertising that you see on television, and you get your biggies. You get your insurance companies, car companies,
beer.
Let me see. Beer is there. Those are some of the big three. Is it because I'm down here that we're getting so many commercials for dental implants, or are you getting them up there too? I have never seen more commercials for dental implants, and they always look
during
when
what
they show the...
During what kind of programming are you seeing?
What station primarily are you seeing these?
I was watching Morning News today.
I'm not seeing them up here, although it does remind me of the new character they have on the Righteous Gemstones, Baby Billy.
Oh, yeah.
He's got some good teeth, and he's dating a woman who needs dental implants.
So, Baby Billy?
Baby Billy is the brother of John Goodman's widow in this movie, in this show.
Oh, he's a new character.
Yeah, and
he's opened up a new church, so they needed another pastor.
Yeah, they bought a Sears that was abandoned in a mall, and they opened another Gemstone.
Well, there are a lot of dental implant companies down there, and the one guy comes out of this old man. It's always corn on the cob. I think that they're selling old people.
Is it the firefighter? Because I see a lot of that guy.
No, I've seen that guy too. It's not the firefighter. This is an old man that they show eating corn on the cob, and his teeth, seriously, his front teeth look like they go down to like his chin line.
Oh, dear.
He's got a mouth of piano keys now, and he's just out there going, like that. Can I ask you a quick TV question before we're up on a break? I don't want to do a spoiler alert for anybody watching Animal Kingdom. You finished it, right?
I'm done, yeah.
You're done? Okay. I don't think this is going to wreck it for me.
Okay.
Because I want to know whether
what episode are you on?
I am on the end of the last episode that I watched, which I think was number 7. Smurf just went to the airport, boosted a car, and took off. Is she gone? Is that it? Is it over now for her?
She goes to LAX. I know exactly the scene you're talking about.
Yeah, she goes to LAX.
She puts a bunch of weapons in the trunk.
And she's off. Are we not going to see? Because I heard something online.
It gets better.
Okay.
It gets so... I guess you have 3 episodes left, if I'm not mistaken. The ride that you take, it makes all that dreck of the flashbacks are kind of boring. You're like, all right, I don't even know the origin stories. I don't care.
Yeah. Although I've been staying with it, we're kind of into it right now.
Pretty good look. I guess they didn't wear bras back then either. The
young Smurf?
She looks just like Smurf.
And
walks like Smurf.
Know, well, if you saw, I'm old enough to remember the young Ellen Barkin.
Yeah.
And the girl playing, the young Ellen Barkin was a fetching lady. Yeah. She's still a very nice looking lady. But I will tell you, the girl playing her, the young Smurf.
In the flashback scenes. Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Yes, Micah, speaking of dental implants, check your phone. I sent you a picture of Baby Billy.
Yeah, I saw that's the guy.
Walton
Goggins. I've seen the promos with him for the Righteous Gemstone. Yeah, there he is.
So if you're an Animal Kingdom fan, the last 3 episodes, they did a good job with so many, I guess, underlying storylines.
Sure.
Wrapping it all up in a nice.
This is the series finale, right?
No, they've announced a new season.
Oh, there is a new season.
There's another season
good.
Coming, but it was scheduled to be a series finale initially.
Oh, that's got to suck for the writers because they probably were thinking in a way of wrapping everything up, and now they've got another season to do.
Yeah, but I imagine the paychecks ease.
Well, there's only one character I want to see really written off the show, and that's the. Who's the guy that owns the bar? The guy
brother?
The brother, Cody brothers? The brother that owns the bar, boyfriend.
Mike, we got to see the boyfriend.
I'd like to see the boyfriend go bye-bye. I don't need to look at that hairy ass anymore.
I'm not going
to
say a word. I'm not going to say a word. I didn't see that much hair. I definitely rewound it.
No, there's not that much hair. Yeah, I've looked. I've looked. It's my 5 to 10%. Yeah, I look at that. But I mean, really, there's more crack than in a high drug infested area of the United States.
If you like to see naked men planking on top of each other, you get that in Animal Kingdom. You get a lot of
that. You do. They give that to you for Animal Kingdom will give you more than you could ever want.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird because I put planking as a word in my DVR and it never picks up the show.
We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Another season of Big Football is here. The question is,
here he is.
Are you ready?
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We know you are. And so is a voice from the West.
Light 'em up!
Nicky Diamond is back, and he's on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Who's ready to cash in?
Your fantasy football roster is incomplete without sage advice from the prognosticator up for rough.
4 out of 5 bookies can't be wrong.
Nicky breaks it down with the Diamond Pick of the Week, the Merle, and the Carry.
I'm bigger than Vegas.
Nicky Diamond on the Mike O'Mara Show. Just listen, and you'll be
in the no, baby.
I want more yelling from Nicky this year.
He's fired up.
I like
up.
It when he yells at the end and he can't even understand what he's saying. So.
I do too.
We're gonna have Nicky on tomorrow.
Tomorrow
right?
He will have the pick for the Packers Bears game, which is the first game of the year.
Big game.
Very, very exciting. Yes, football's back, baby. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Cheers. Use Cheers this weekend. Loved it.
Yes.
Loved it. Loved it. Cheers Restore is an after-alcohol aid designed to reduce the negative effects of alcohol. Whether you drink a little or a lot, take Cheers after a night out, and you'll feel at least 50% better the next morning. 2 to 4 capsules after your last drink or before going to bed, you'll feel better in the morning. I can tell you that they guarantee it, and
it
worked for me.
Yes.
I love this stuff.
It really does.
It's like an antacid for alcohol. Cheers Restore neutralizes alcohol's negative effects so you can wake up feeling great. No more headaches, nausea, or sluggishness the next day. There's only one thing I'll remind you. This is a personal experience. Just remember to take it.
Gotta remember.
You have to remember it. Right. Remember to take it before
take it.
Bed.
That's take right. it, take it, take it.
Meet us halfway.
No matter how sleepy you are. For a limited time, our friends at Cheers are giving our listeners a chance to try out Cheers Restore for free. You got to try this stuff. It's great. Take advantage of this offer. Simply go to takecheers.com/TMOS and take the 30-second quiz. You pay $1 for shipping, and your 4-dose sample bottle will be on its way along with a free gift. Again, that's takecheers.com/TMOS to get your first 4 doses of Cheers Restore for just $1. Cheers, the best thing to happen to alcohol.
Since alcohol, everybody!
News!
Why is that? My God, what's wrong? Oh, that's what's wrong. Let me do it again. There we go. Start again.
News!
Is that better?
Yes! Much better.
Maybe little hands have been in here. I'm not sure.
Might be a bad cable.
Yeah, could be. Kevin Federline. Haven't heard that name in a while. Kevin Federline accused Britney Spears' father, Jamie Spears, of abusing their 13-year-old son, Sean.
Oh.
Kevin filed a police report on August 25th saying there was some kind of altercation while Britney and her 2 sons were at Jamie's house. Jamie reportedly broke through a door to get to Sean and shook him violently. Kevin also got a restraining order against Jamie on behalf of the kids. Britney did not oppose it. Kevin and Britney also agreed recently to an arrangement that gives Kevin 70% custody of the boys, while Britney gets them unsupervised for the other 30%. They've already been doing it this way for the past year, but it's now official. Kevin's attorney says that Kevin wants the boys to have continuing and meaningful contact with their mother, but he believes this arrangement is in their best interest.
Every time you spend 7 days with daddy, I get you for 3. That's how it works. Don't let Pa shake you.
God, it's a weird family.
Fascinating
isn't it?
How the father who saved her life and her career.
Yeah.
That this has come full circle. Maybe that guy's just got a different way of raising kids and remembers that you sometimes got to do certain things.
Equally fascinating that one of the greatest screw ups of modern history, Kevin Federline, is coming to the rescue.
Yeah,
he's getting 70% custody. I don't know. I stay tuned is all I can say on that. In 2010, Renee Zellweger took a step back from the spotlight because, quote, I wasn't healthy. I wasn't taking care of myself. That is the Wilhelm scream. I was the last thing on my list of priorities. When she reappeared at a Hollywood event with a different look, everyone assumed she'd had plastic surgery, and she was disappointed with the reaction she got. She says, quote, "The implication was that I somehow needed to change what was going on because it wasn't working. That makes me sad. I don't look at beauty in that way, and I don't think of myself in that way. I like my weird quirkiness, my off-kilter mix of things. It enables me to do what I do. I don't want to be something else." No confirmation on whether or if she had plastic surgery.
Well, I think all you need to do, have you seen the trailer or any of the clips from her upcoming movie where she plays Judy Garland?
No, I have not.
And she looks like a screwed up wax museum figure of Judy Garland. It's frightening.
Really?
Yeah, I think that she's had work done in real life, and I also think there might have been something severe done for this role because she truly does not look like she used to look.
Really?
And even if you look at like the Us Weekly magazines that come through, my wife gets them. We see the...
My wife likes it.
No, I read them when they come. And you see the before and after. I don't think it's as much that she had the plastic surgery. A lot of starlets and actors and, you know, people get it. They get their facelifts. They get to whatever they... It just... You don't see this change, Mike. They look like two different people.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I think people that are in the spotlight all the time that leave it for a while, and when they come back, sometimes you don't notice that regular things happen. True. But I'm fascinated now with that whole Judy Garland thing. Do you think it's going to be a good movie, or do you think it's going to be just weird?
It's a weird-looking trailer. I don't like the tone of the trailer. And, you know, that's... I mean, that's something that...
that is so cool.
And when I don't like the tone of the trailer, I think we are going to like the movie a lot.
Yeah, like Mommy Dearest.
Precisely. That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah.
That sounds good. Kristen Stewart doesn't do much to hide who she is, but some people think she should. In a new Harper's Bazaar interview, she says, quote, "I have fully been told... quote, if you just like do yourself a favor and don't go out holding your girlfriend's hand in public, you might get a Marvel movie." I don't know who told her that. She adds, quote, "I don't want to work with people like that." Well, I don't blame her. It's been well publicized that Kristen is dating a woman now, but she doesn't see herself as gay or even bi. She says, quote, "I think we're all kind of getting to a place where, I don't know, evolution's a weird thing. We're all becoming incredibly ambiguous, and it's this really gorgeous thing." All right. I'd love people to stop talking about it.
Yeah,
I'd love to have people. I'd like it to go away.
I'd like her to stop talking, period, if that would be okay. Right.
Thank you, Rob. There's a realtor in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, this guy recently uploads 31 photos of a home to a new listing.
And that's
usually
nice.
The number between 25 and 40, you get pictures. I like more. I think the more, that means that somebody's got a great house when they do that. But apparently, he accidentally uploaded one photo too many because someone noticed that on the 32nd photo, it wasn't of the house. It was a photo of the realtor, Miguel Calvo, receiving a favor from a much younger woman. And before anyone caught it, the listing was published on a bunch of different websites.
Oh, no.
All over the internet. Hey, Zillow, look at this room.
Yeah.
Look what you can do in this room. Well, that photo was included. When an independent newspaper called Scoop Nashville contacted Miguel, he admitted it was him in the photo, but he wouldn't say who the woman was, and he threatened to sue the paper if they covered the story. They covered it anyway.
Of course.
The listing was pulled down right after that, and I saw it. I went, it's pixelated, but you see it, and he's standing on one side of the bed and face down, ass up on the other side.
Oh, my God.
Lucky it wasn't a picture of a water feature.
This is the master. Here's how long it takes before we start losing patience in different scenarios. We have become, as a society, more impatient, and I'll give you 10 to 1 what we hate. Waiting for a refund or something we returned online, 4 days, we start going nuts after that.
That's right.
Waiting for someone to respond to an important email, 90 minutes. I'm with you on that one. I don't like it when I don't get responses. Waiting for food to arrive at a restaurant, what do you think? Anybody?
Oh, God.
15?
30.
Rob nailed it. 14 minutes.
Oh, my God.
14 minutes, we start getting antsy. Waiting for our luggage to show up after a flight, 13 minutes. That's horrible.
I'd say that's generous.
That's very generous. Waiting for a completely dead phone to turn on once you plug it in, or an iPad when you're about to do a radio show.
3 minutes.
38 seconds. No, it's 11 minutes.
Okay. 11 minutes.
Waiting to get a drink.
That is an eternity.
This seems long, too. Waiting to get a drink at a bar, 7 minutes, we start getting antsy.
Oh, thank God, burn the place down.
If I'm sitting at a bar and it's taking me 7 minutes to get a drink, it's easy. You'll just hear me. Hey! That's what I'll do.
Thirsty people down here!
Waiting for a line to start moving, 30 seconds. Waiting for a traffic light to change, 25 seconds? These are weird. These don't match up very well.
Yeah, that's not good.
Waiting for a movie to start streaming, 22 seconds. That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And waiting for a website to load, 16 seconds until we start to lose it.
Damn. How long for Renee Zellweger's face to heal?
Judy Garland. I'm thinking about that right
Me
now.
Too.
I want to go look at it right now. A doctor in the UK just published a case study on a 17-year-old kid who suffered permanent vision loss after several years of only eating junk food. He ended up with a severe vitamin deficiency because his entire diet consisted of French fries, Pringles, white bread, and processed meat. He started having symptoms around 14. His weight was normal, but he was really tired, so they told him to change his diet, and his parents tried to make him, but he wouldn't. Then 3 years later, he showed back up at the eye doctor, and his vision was permanently blurry. Plus, he's partially colorblind, and it messed up with his hearing as well. The vision issues were caused by something called nutritional optic neuropathy, which basically means a lack of vitamins damaged his optic nerves. I think my theory would be that's chronic masturbatorio.
That also hurts your vision. Yeah. The bad thing about the colorblind is you can't tell the flavors of Doritos apart anymore.
This isn't red. And now a little something. A 28-year-old woman named Stephanie Harville and her 29-year-old boyfriend Mitchell Arnswald of Bay City, Michigan, won $500,000 on a lottery scratcher back in 2016. They said they won the same day. They got an eviction notice, so the money saved them, and they wanted to use it for a house, a car, and to set up a college fund for their daughters. Apparently, that all pretty much wiped out the money because Stephanie and Mitchell were just arrested for burglary.
What?
Yeah. The police say that for the past 2 months, they've been breaking into homes during the day, and the cops finally caught them yesterday morning with evidence from some of the break-ins. They're both facing charges of home invasion and possession of burglary tools. And you thought people who play the lottery didn't work for a living. There you go. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio of Alden Rob Spiewak right here on the Michael Berry Show. I'm not
content. Hey, everybody. It's Angie with a whole new Oh My Golf show out now. Can you smell it? Pumpkin spice, football, Ooh. The leaves. We are less than 30 days away from the start of fall, and we're already stressing out. We're also going to help you declutter your life, Mike. Really, I mean, you don't need that closet full of Bass Pro Shops shirts. We're going to show you how to get a capsule wardrobe. The new Oh My Golf show out now. Subscribe on YouTube, Facebook, or Apple Podcast.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Talking by the TMOS Fruitcake Futures. We all deal with urgency in different ways, whether it's a work deadline, a doctor's appointment, a strict closing time. We just had it on the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Or another kind of urgency, perhaps an urgency in my pants.
Ooh. In his pants. Ooh.
No matter what kind of time constraint you're up against, there is nothing like a deadline to make you act and act fast. So that being said, you must order your TMOS fruitcake right now.
Now!
Now.
Print it! We will stop taking Fruitcake Future orders at midnight on Monday, September 30th. After that, no more. Gone. No. That's it. That's all. There will be no second chance, no pity for stragglers, no exceptions. Order now. Do without. Just do without. There you go. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. Go to our website. Buy as many as you like. MikeOmeraShow.com. Plus a chance at a golden ticket and a platinum ticket to get to D.C. or Florida. The most delicious way to support TMOS, Gary Krimble. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, September 4, 2019. Rob Spiewak.
Has anyone within the sound of my voice tasted this magical Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Oh, I have.
You have?
Yes.
You must have gotten it early on.
I got
then.
It before the hype started.
And?
It was good. It was not better than, I would
just
say.
Just like that Ringo Starr concert.
A chicken sandwich.
It was wonderful.
A chicken sandwich is hard to mess up.
Okay.
If you, gun to my head, you've got a Popeyes and a Chick-fil-A next to each other.
Yeah.
I'll probably go to the Chick-fil-A because that's my long-term girlfriend.
What about
Chick-fil-A?
McChicken.
Chick-fil-A down here.
Chicken is, that's the chick I dated in high school before I dated my long-term relationship.
Okay, very good.
Yes.
Chick-fil-A down here is insanity. Insanity. Like around the block every day. Just constant. It's, the popularity, I think they've got to be ranked so up.
Totally messed up my parking lot. They put one in near my Kohl's.
So, but if I have one and the Popeyes line is shorter, I'll go to the Popeyes line and not regret not going to the Chick-fil-A.
All right, so it's pretty good.
Yeah, whatever's fastest, they're both good sandwiches.
Tomorrow on the show, I do want to discuss a fast food chain that I have never been to and want to know if you guys know of it and whether you've tried it. And it involves fried chicken as well. So okay. I will talk about that on tomorrow's show.
But anyway, in Houston, a family, I think it was four people and a child, went through the drive-thru and there's a sign that says no chicken sandwiches. They asked for a chicken sandwich. Mm-hmm. They didn't have it. So they stormed the Popeyes with a gun.
That is ridiculous. I don't think that's fair at all.
He could have shot somebody behind a chicken sandwich. Somebody could have lost their life.
I mean, what can you say? Everywhere you go is some type of problem.
Stupid. If they tell you they don't have it, they don't have it. Why are you going to put a gun on them?
Yeah, a sandwich? That's not cool, man.
They need 100 years. When you do dumb stuff, you need to get some dumb time, man, for real.
Just got to stand up and want to do the right thing. And that obviously was not the right thing.
Remember, Mike, when you do dumb stuff, you deserve to do some dumb time.
Yeah, absolutely. 100 years.
Exactly.
Also, the idea that some of these outlets are out of the sandwich.
For this long.
I mean, yeah, it's a chicken breast. Get your crap together.
That's all we have here, right? Mm. Is chickens.
Right.
What's going chicken. On?
Come on now. I mean, are you faking us out? Are you creating urgency? Is that what you're doing? How do they teach you that here?
Oh, in Philadelphia. I've said it for years. It's a happy city. Lovely city, Philadelphia.
Yeah, we spent some time there.
This is some videotape of a Philadelphia EMT in an ambulance, not pleased with a guy who's parked on the shoulder of a road when the ambulance is trying to get through. So he uses the PA of the Philadelphia ambulance.
On the left.
This is why you guys stay on the road.
The city of brotherly love.
I like that.
Mets played the Phillies, I think, a night or so ago, and A-Rod was up in the booth, and he's getting grief for this analysis of a sacrifice bunt. I've listened to it about 40 times, and I'm not sure I understand what he's saying.
I just love the bunt here. I love getting him over to third base, making the game 3-1. You always want even leads versus odd leads. Why? The solo home run doesn't tie it, and the grand slam does not beat you. Keep it simple.
Hmm.
What? Well, I totally understand it.
You do? Okay, then you're a baseball guy. I mean, wouldn't you want the biggest lead no matter what, regardless of whether it's an odd or a number lead?
If you want that, what he's justifying is that extra run.
Okay.
He's justifying that extra run because you need that extra run. That's kind of what he's talking about.
What did you
think
of his overall analysis? Say you understood it.
What did I think about it?
Yeah.
It was a little in the weeds a little bit, but I mean,
he's,
I get it.
He's accurate is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Play it again. Let me just listen to it.
I just love the bunt here. I love getting him over to third base, making the game 3-1. You always want even leads versus odd leads. Why? The solo home run doesn't tie it, and the grand slam does not beat you. Keep it simple.
All right. So 2-1 game, solo home run ties it. They get that third run in by bunting the guy over and then scoring him on a sacrifice fly. It's a 3-1 game.
He's talking about
later in the game when
aggressive
the other team
play.
Comes up.
Okay.
A solo home run doesn't beat you. You want to have that 2-run lead is what he's talking about, which ends up being an odd lead instead of an even lead. I would have, if he mentioned the scores, it might have been a little easier to understand.
Oscar, let's talk about Clooning. Zach Galifianakis, in addition to being in the show Baskets, has a movie coming out on Netflix, the Between Two Ferns movie. And the trailer dropped yesterday, and it starts out with him on the set talking, I think you're going to enjoy it. I think you will.
Matthew McConaughey.
Good to be here, Zach.
Of all the things you can win an Oscar for, how surprised are you that you won one for acting?
Here we go.
I noticed that you're wearing a shirt. Is everything okay?
And you have a major leak in here.
I'm so sorry.
See what's going on with these pipes.
Dude, don't do that.
Massive flood.
Wow. You killed Matthew McConaughey. He's dead?
He's brought back to life, but he was momentarily dead. You owe me.
Go across the country. Get 10 more episodes of Between Two Ferns.
10, your dumb internet talk show, and you give me a network talk show. I'm a white man, and I'm straight, and I deserve it.
I like Zach Galifianakis so much.
He's so brilliant.
That I might overlook Will Ferrell being in the movie. Because it looks to be a small role. But there are so many celebrities in this thing. I advise you look at the trailer. It looks like it's going to be
great.
He's
using his power for good, Rob.
He truly is. Mike, new feature. The Mike O'Mara Show, Laugh of the Week. This is a lady trying to tell a story and laughing.
Someone's like... I got you. This is making me feel bad. It's so weird. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
And wow. That is the McNamara Show. Laugh of the week. Let's leave it. David Spade took a week off. Thank God he's back with Lights Out. Funniest show on TV right now.
All right.
Last night, his panel was not only Pete Holmes, but the great John Lovitz. They spent the entire show laughing at Lovitz for not knowing what the Fire Festival was.
Oh, great. I love it. I love it.
So do watch this show. But also, big news, tough guy, Bear Grylls, right? So tough, but a medical scare.
Yeah, scary TV moment. Survivalist Bear Grylls almost died from allergic reaction to a bee sting. Next week, he takes on an entire peanut.
It's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a good Wednesday, everybody.
That is awesome. Hey, it's fruitcake crunch time. We got a month to sell our fruitcakes. Help out TMOS and get there and get them after September 30th. All gone. That's all.
That's all.
We got to get out of here. Have a great day, everybody, for Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak. And thank you for that wonderful car for my son, Oscar.
My pleasure.
Appreciate
that. Likes it.
Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I can pull a better cartoon out of my ear. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
Good night, Herr Doctor.
Good night. Proud looker.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, 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 click.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.